Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, Honolulu, Hawaii, 1976. A little bit of the comment and then the conversation. Despite Prabhupada stressing these points, no great contention seems yet to have arisen. Pusta Krishna. Can they actually say that His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is my spiritual master if they haven't accepted all of the instructions? Prabhupada, Hari, sorry. One of the differences that first sprang up between the two groups was that one group was going out when you were saying go out and distribute books profusely. So they were going and distributing, and they had various means of doing it. Some were not so good, but still the books were going out. Then the group that split away, they were saying, you're disturbing the public by these methods of book distribution. We don't want. That is what happened in Australia. The one temple in Brisbane, they became very much against the Sankirtan methods. And as a result, they gave up the Sankirtan program altogether and went to live on farms like this. They left the temple and the temple was finished. So like this, they were saying, we're still following Prabhupada's instructions, but they were saying that the devotees who were distributing the books, they were not following instructions like that. Prabhupada, His Divine Grace has said that you distribute books. Why do you say that? Are you sorry? Well, their idea was that because sometimes the public is becoming disturbed by the book distribution, therefore it is not being done correctly, so it should be stopped. Prabhupada, public may be disturbed, but we are following our own course of action. It is not obligatory. We are requesting you, take this book. That is not obligatory. If you like, you can take. If you don't like, don't take. Disciple of Prabhupada says, I think that Hari, sorry. So what their idea was that we shall build some public relations, like you said, with the store. They preferred to try to spread Krishna consciousness by public relations, by giving a good impression, and then people will come. Prabhupada, then you are dictated by the public, not by the dictation of your spiritual master. Spiritual master has ordered you to distribute books. You shall do that. That is called obedience. Now the public may take or not take. That is public's opinion. Option. That is public's option. But my duty is, because my spiritual master has said, I must try my best. Spiritual master has not said that you must sell so many books daily, otherwise I will reject you. He has not said that. So everyone may try his best. That's all. The public may take or not take. It doesn't matter. And if you want to please the public says, you dance naked. I will be very happy with you. So I'll have to do that. Then what is the use of taking a spiritual master? Public, they have got their whims, how to become pleased. So we have to follow all these things. We have to follow our instructions of the spiritual master. Why to manufacture? The public will be pleased like this. Public may or may not give you. What can you do? Hari, sorry. Our success is in the spiritual master's pleasure, not the public's pleasure. Prabhupada, yes, that is bhakti. Otherwise, why Krishna says, Savatamam Prityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Braja. You haven't got to please so many religious instructions. You simply please me, Krishna says. Disciple, I don't think the devotees who factioned out were against book distribution. I think that was a little bit was that some of the devotees were using very, very forceful tactics and trying to give people books and take their money, and people were becoming very offended. Prabhupada, that is not good. Disciple, that is not what you want. Hari, sorry, that's all right, but don't give up the book distribution. Disciple, yes. Hari, sorry, that is what happened. The temples fell down, the devotees went away, The ones who were distributing the books went on and distributed more books, became more expert, so that the public was not so disturbed, so much disturbed, and still they're distributing books. But these people who factioned off are not distributing books even now, 2 or 3 years later. So it was simply actually a question of fault finding more than earnest desire to please the spiritual master. Prabhupada, yes, discuss. The devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. My comment. For better and or worse, the passage of time seems to have decided many of these contention-filled issues. From the viewpoint of today's Krishna consciousness movement, which is largely congregational, one may find oneself wondering if Prabhupada's words are as relevant now as they were in 1976, when almost every ISKCON devotee lived in an ISKCON temple. The answer, of course, is yes, for fulfilling Prabhupada's desires will always be at the heart of his movement. Yet one's presentation to Prabhupada could determine Prabhupada's reply. Prabhupada's reaction to Hari Suri's description of being, quote, against the Sankirtan methods, and as a result, they gave up the Sankirtan program altogether, brought Prabhupada to comment that we are not dictated by the public, but by the attempt to please our spiritual master. But Prabhupada responded to the presentation of forceful, inappropriate book distribution and money collection tactics that offended people with, that is not good. All points seemed acceptable to both Prabhupada and the assembled devotees. Amid the clash of history, opinions, personalities, the conversation ended with Prabhupada's request to discuss. Prabhupada had expressed his desires and reached his own conclusion. He left the matter somewhat open and asked his disciples to combinedly settle their differences with the goal of satisfying their spiritual master. Okay, we shall end here. And Hare Krishna.